Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
I will not wear the mask.
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 I will not wear a mask.
I will not get the vaccine.
I will not get the vaccine.
And I will not get the vaccine.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will resist evil.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
I will submit to God.
In the Lord, I will praise His word. In God, I have put my trust, and I will not be afraid.
Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come to you. Do not hide your face from me in the day.
For the Lord is the great God, and the great King above
all. Rise up, O judge of the earth, render punishment to the proud. Lord, how long will the wicked, triumph?
Righteousness and justice are the foundation of
His. I hate the work of those who fall away.
My mouth I'll make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you shall stand.
On an instrument of 10 strings, on the lute and on the harp, with harmony sound. For you, O Lord, have made me glad through your works. I will
you
triumph
Lord,
in the works of your
hands. Are on high forevermore. For behold, your enemies shall perish. All the workers of iniquity shall be scattered. I will defy tyrants.
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 And with that, good afternoon, America. Welcome, Christians, conservatives, constitutionalists, liberals, libertarians, communists, Islamists, LGBTQ, RSTUV, WXYZ people. All the boat rockers are in the house, and anybody else I may have missed, to the Sons of Liberty radio show here on GCN. You can tell I'm so used to what I do when I fill in. Boy, I always have problems. Anyway, glad to have you guys here this afternoon. And Bradley and his family are traveling. They're going to be in Yankton, I believe, is the place. I meant to pull that one up also, so I'm running a little bit behind today. But I just want to let you know they've got a little bit of a trip ahead of them. They will be in, and we're going to bring this up so you can see it, tonight. Where is our dates here? We're looking for December the 4th. They're going to be at Riverfront Event Center, 121 West 3rd Street, Yankton, South Dakota, at 6 p.m. And I think South Dakota's in a different time frame than me. So whatever time frame they're in, it's 6 o'clock there. And Riverfront Event Center, don't miss it tonight. They're making a several-hour journey to be there. So be sure to catch Bradley tonight there at Riverfront Event Center in Yankton, South Dakota. All right. If you're online and you want to check us out, please do so. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. In fact, if you're listening by way of one of our terrestrial radio stations or GCN, please head over to SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Scroll down on the right side of the page. And if you want to catch the video portion of the radio show, that's right, and see the face that's made for radio, head over there, and we are the top video there. Just click on that, blow it up on whatever device you've got. You can click on the platform icon. Join us in chat. Lots of friends in there this morning. Great to see everyone. Always like to see the guys in the afternoon. A lot of you guys are faithful to come in the mornings, and we're glad that you do. But also to be able to see you in the afternoon, and then some people who don't get in the morning to be able to see you guys. Now, below that is the video from this morning. And again, it was pre-recorded. So, Bethany, you're exactly right. Technically, this is the first time everybody's seen me today. But we had Pastor Artur Pawlowski. And I got to tell you, if you want to get pumped up, if you want to hear an anointed message, I'm not kidding. You need to listen to this thing this morning. I had my 4 minutes introduction. And then just maybe, I don't know, 4 minutes total that I even said anything. And Artur was just on fire. It was encouraging. It was exhortative. It gave solutions to problems. It shows that God is with you if you're willing to stand against the tyranny. And I honestly, when we did the interview and it was just me and him, I was sitting over here going, glory, hallelujah, amen, man. You know, I mean, he was giving it. He was bringing it. So if you missed that, go to sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can click on that and you can play that. Also, we're on beforeitsnews.com, top of the page, just letting you guys know. Rumble, Sons of Liberty Radio Live. We're on there live right now. We're on DLive.tv at The Sons of Liberty. We're also on Twitch at Setting Brushfires. And if you got a Roku device, we're on Cutting Edge TV over there as well. And we appreciate the support of those guys putting us out there in the mix. Now, if you would like to help us and you agree with our message, go to sonslibertymedia.com, top of the page. There's a donate button. You can make a one-time donation. Or if you'd like to partner with us as a son or daughter of liberty, you can do that. That link is also available. And our store is available. Lots of great conversation starters there. In fact, this week only, and today is the last day through midnight, if you've been wanting to get something for yourself out of the store, whether it's the DVD series, the My War comic book, T-shirts, hats, toboggans. They're called winter caps in there, but they're toboggans. coffee mugs, any of that stuff. Now's the time to do it because anything and everything in our store is 10% off through midnight tonight. Save 2021 is the promo code you want to use. It's all one word, Save 2021, and you'll get 20% off of everything in the store. And, yeah, so take time to you know, to pick up whatever you've been wanting to get. And, yeah, you're going to see my microphone here just a little bit because I have to turn everything down quite a bit. And GCN is probably going to tell me to turn it down more. But this way I get it right up against my face. So you're going to see something a little different today. In any case, I've got a special guest online. Now, we had him on the morning show just a couple of days ago. That was a smash. And I'm going to be bringing him on in the second segment. But if you want to call in, maybe you got a comment about what we're going to talk about today, or you got something you want to add in, or you got a question, feel free to do that. But we're not doing Chinese buffet, so stick to the topic, okay? 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. That's the number you want to call, and we'll be happy to take your call. I'd love to hear from you guys because I don't have a phone line in the morning show, and so it's always good to hear from you guys when we do this. Now, one of the things I want to do, I've done it before, and I think Bradley has played the clip on the show as well. And it runs about 5 or 6 minutes. So we're coming up on a break here shortly. And what I want to do is when we come back from the break, before we bring our guest on, I want to play this and then I want to introduce our guest and I want to get his take on some of these things. So we're going to do that as soon as we come back from the break. And just to let you know, it's one of America's frontline doctors, Dr. Michael Roth. And we become fast friends. And I think a lot of you guys enjoyed Michael when he was on here as well. Again, 1-866-582-9933. Give us a call. And don't forget, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Bradley Dean, host of the Sons of Liberty Radio, here to share with you that our friends over at 1360KHNC.com and MyKind CBD are working exclusively with Colorado organic farmers to bring you products which contain no pesticides, no herbicides, no heavy metals, and that they are ethically sourced and produced and are independent lab certified to contain no THC. For more information, visit us at Sons of Liberty. LegionOfLibertyMedia.com and use the code DEAN to receive $5 off of every order. Again, that's SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Folks, with troubling times ahead, the ministry has been in high demand with churches and events and the such. If you'd like to book Bradley Dean in a town near you, now's the time. Please visit us at sonsoflibertymedia.com and or give us a call at 1-866-233-0747.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on sonsoflibertymedia.com.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Happy to take your call. And before I play this video, why don't I just do this? Let's go ahead and introduce our guest. You guys will remember the last time I did this. We came up with two individuals that showed up that I've had a lot of fun with. But Dr. Michael Roth is a Christian, first and foremost. He became a Christian around 1996. He is a by profession, he is a doctor of chiropractic since 1987. He's certified in physiotherapy, nutrition, fitness coaching. He taught anatomy to Anna and Tommy somewhere, I'm sure somewhere in there, and physiology of health for 6 years. He is a member of America's Frontline Doctors, and he writes on a number of subjects there, and I'm happy to call him a friend. We've had some great conversations, and we've talked theology, we've talked healthcare, and, you know, one of the things that I told Michael today is I said, you know, we're having Kate on the show and going back to natural remedies, things that come from the creation, and our friend Bill Evans, the truck driver theologian, we talked about healthforalloflife.com that he set up, and we're talking about creation-based medicine, not this stuff that the you know, Rothschilds and all these guys have pushed on us. But we're talking about the things that God has given us to heal our bodies. And so it's my privilege and pleasure again to welcome to the Sons of Liberty, Dr. Michael Roth. Good afternoon, brother.
Good afternoon. It's good to see you again. I'm thrilled to be here once again. And I agree. We have had some great conversations. I enjoy it so much. And on so many levels, we have so many of the same ideas about things. So
yeah.
It's great.
Yeah, and it's always good to have that, because then you can sharpen one another too. Even where you differ, you can sharpen one another, and you can have respect for one another in those things. And I think that's a really great thing. Now, one of the things I asked you first off, and I told you, I said, I'm going to ask you first off, because the afternoon show is not heard from you, and it's a larger audience here. And so one of the first things I wanted to ask you was, Now what you heard in the news hour, the Omicron, the moronic variant, the scariant, I call them the scariants, that's out now, and you hear Senator Tom Cotton talking about, oh, well, this, I don't know why these guys don't say, look, the federal government has no say-so in science, no say-so in health. We shouldn't even be discussing this. This is for other people to do. That's why they have liberty to do what they do and go to their doctor if that's what they want to do, or go to their chiropractor or their nutritionist or whoever, and they can deal with it there. This is not our baby, because they obviously don't believe the stuff that they're putting out. This is a China virus, because they're not doing anything to China for it, for the alleged tens of thousands of deaths that's been done. And I just want to ask you straight out, do you think that it has ever been proven that COVID-19 exists? Have they shown us any isolation? Have they shown us any evidence that what they're telling us, this scary, invisible Osama bin Laden that's attacking people, have they? Do you see any evidence that it exists at all?
I don't. In fact, it, usually when there is a specific virus, it's actually very easy to isolate it, to test it, and to prove its existence. They, since the first initiation of this particular pandemic, if you want to call it that, plandemic, they have not been able to do that. None of the variants and so forth. If they're, well, I've got my own opinion about where the variants are coming from, but as far as a COVID virus, no, they have not been able to isolate it at all. I think Dr. David Martin does a wonderful explanation about what's really making people sick, and the fact that it is not a virus that is typical that we've seen in other viruses. And the typical example is chickenpox. You know, that's a good example of a virus. There are many viruses out there. This has not been isolated. I have not seen any evidence, and I don't believe any of the doctors that I've associated with have seen any of the evidence of a virus causing what's going on right now. So, yeah.
Okay. All right. And I, you know, I followed that up with Dr. Kaufman and asked him, I said, well, then what's making people sick? And then we go back to the propaganda we were given out of the Trump administration by Birx and Fauci and otherwise, saying, well, we're just going to lump all this stuff in and people die. We're just going to label it COVID. I mean, we've got them on video saying that. They're telling us that. And then they want to go back and try to redo it. So it's hard to really trust them. I told you I wanted to play you this video, and I played it one morning, and Bradley has played it also in the afternoon. But I want to get your take on it. This is from One American News. It runs about 6 minutes, and I want to get your take on it, because we've got you here for a couple hours. We're going to have a good time. So, guys, again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Take a listen to what happened in October of 2019. We're going to let the guy from One American News tell us about what happened at the Milken Institute, and he's going to let you hear these people for themselves of what they're saying. They're telling on themselves a real conspiracy, not a conspiracy theory. They're telling you what they planned on doing. Take a listen.
For videos like this, visit ONN.com for immediate...
We're ahead a little bit, sorry.
And other HHS officials discussing how a new virus from China could be used to enforce universal vaccination back in October of 2019. Here's One America's Pearson Sharp.
As many of us have long suspected, this pandemic and all the resulting chaos was never about fighting a new virus and protecting public safety. This entire exercise has been a government-sanctioned effort to strip Americans of their rights and force us to follow their orders without question or else. You're not allowed to question or raise any objections, or the full weight of the federal government will come down on you, no exceptions. We're supposedly in the midst of the worst pandemic in the history of the world, where hospitals are overflowing with sick and dying patients. Yet at the same time, we can afford to fire hundreds of thousands of healthcare workers who refuse to take the experimental vaccine. Imagine that. And all to fight against the most dangerous virus humanity has ever faced, that you only have a 99.997% chance of surviving. It's so deadly, when you're diagnosed, doctors just tell you to go home and take DayQuil until it goes away. Clearly, something's not adding up, and many now believe it's because this entire situation may have been contrived from the very start. Footage has just been uncovered from a panel at the Milken Institute, where the high prophet of pharma, the good doctor and dog murderer, Anthony Fauci, was discussing viruses with other officials from the Department of Health and Inhuman Services. In the video, Fauci complains that releasing a vaccine the proper way takes way too long, at least 10 years, he says, and how unfortunate it is that people don't take the regular flu seriously. The other officials agree and suggest blowing the system up and finding a new way to impose a universal flu vaccine. They noted that people would be reluctant to take that kind of vaccine when it hasn't been tried or tested. That's when another doctor, Rick Bright, also a member of the Rockefeller Foundation, proposed that they should disrupt the bureaucratic process somehow and cut through all the red tape using what he called an entity of excitement. And then Bright tops it all by suggesting, you know, it's not too crazy to think there could be an outbreak of a novel avian flu virus from China, and they could then use that to make a global mRNA vaccine to be tested out on the public. And the best part of all of this happened in October of 2019. Watch it here for yourself.
Why don't we blow the system up? I mean, obviously we can't just turn off the spigot on the system we have and then say, hey, everyone in the world should get this new vaccine we haven't given to anyone yet. But there must be some way that we grow vaccines mostly in eggs the way we did in 1947.
In order to make the transition from getting out of the tried and true egg growing, which we know gives us results that can be, you know, beneficial. I mean, we've done well with that, to something that has to be much better.
Beneficial to who?
You have to prove that this works, and then you've got to go through all of the clinical trials, phase ones, phase twos, phase three, and then show that this particular product is going to be good over a period of years. That alone, if it works perfectly, is going to take a decade.
There might be a need or even an urgent call for an entity right. of excitement out there that's completely disruptive, that's not beholden to bureaucratic strings and processes.
So we really do have a problem of how the world perceives influenza, and it's going to be very difficult to change that unless you do it from within and say, I don't care what your perception is, we're going to address the problem in a disruptive way and in an iterative way, because you do need both.
This sounds like communism.
Too crazy to think that an outbreak of a novel avian virus could occur in China somewhere. We could get the RNA sequence from that, beam it to a number of regional centers, if not local, if not even in your home at some point, and print those vaccines on a patch and self-administer.
It's hard to misinterpret what's being said here. They're essentially outlining the pandemic. Everything we've seen from the last year and a half described right here in this video before it happened.
All right, we're going to pick this up. There's about 2 minutes left. We're going to pick it up on the other side of the break. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Be right back on the other side.
Words and music. For the last year, the Federal Reserve has told us inflation is, in a word, transitory. But the Fed can't fight the music of inflation. It's what happens when we print trillions of dollars. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I've built the number one precious metals firm in the country by adding massive value. And Advantage Gold wants to earn your business by doing that for you right now. My best-selling gold inflation index report retails for $500. I want to email it to all serious investors with retirement accounts for free. No salespeople, no rigmarole, no gimmicks. Simply text the letters GII to 49776. I'll email you my best-selling gold inflation report right now. Text GII to 49776. That's GII to 49776. Let Advantage Gold add massive value, and then we'll ask for your business. Text GII to 49776.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. James and Jennifer Crumbly, the parents of the teen charged in the Oxford High School shooting, were located and arrested early Saturday in Detroit after a citizen saw their vehicle and called police. Detroit Police Chief James White.
Our officers responded in a matter of minutes. When they got here, they set up a perimeter, did surveillance. We notified and activated our Metro Division, our special response team. They came out, and they were able to take the fugitives into custody.
A volcano erupted on the Indonesian island of Java on Saturday, reportedly obscuring the sun with a massive cloud of ash and sending locals into a panic. The author of the footage is heard shouting in face of this truly apocalyptic sight. This is USA Radio News. Fox's Peter Doocy asked the president if he was okay Friday.
I'm okay. I have a test every day to see a COVID test.
Later, Doocy pressed White House spokesperson Jen Psaki if he shouldn't be following his own advice and staying home from work if he is sick, or if the rules are different for him.
I can assure you that the president follows every protocol. He wants to keep everyone safe in the White House, and that's why, obviously, we consult with the doctor.
New York City religious and private school workers must get a dose of a COVID-19 vaccine by December 20th or face termination. Mayor Bill de Blasio, a Democrat, announced the new mandate this week. It's an extension of an order that applied to all public school employees. Mayor-elect Eric Adams, a Democrat, has signaled he plans to not only keep de Blasio's mandates in place, but add a new one that would require all school students to get vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. We got about two more minutes here, and then I want to get Dr. Michael Roth to hit on this, and then we're going to get to our main topic. We've got him for 2 hours today, and so we're happy he's given up his time to do that. Here's the rest of this this short little video on the Milken Institute from 2019. Again, this is from One American News.
And this isn't the first time Fauci has gone on the record to apparently broadcast his intentions about the pandemic. Back when President Trump first took office, Fauci came out with a suspiciously prescient prediction that a major viral pandemic will strike the United States during Trump's administration.
The topic today is the issue of pandemic preparedness. And if there's one message that I want to leave with you today based on my experience, and you'll see that in a moment, is that there is no question that there will be a challenge to the coming administration in the arena of infectious diseases, both chronic infectious diseases in the sense of already ongoing disease, and we have certainly a large burden of that. But also there will be a surprise outbreak.
And now, here we are today living through the scenario that Fauci said was coming all the way back in 2017. The government has used this pandemic to enact sweeping, totalitarian changes to our everyday lives, seizing control faster than anyone thought possible. And never in the history of the world has the government ever taken power and then given it back voluntarily. And while China gains strength, Taliban terrorists take over countries, our border collapses amid a flood of millions of third world illegal opportunists, inflation skyrockets, and the supply chain dries up, we're being threatened with even more restrictions of our rights if we don't comply with the tyrannical vaccine mandates. Unless we, the people, demand that our rights be preserved and our civil liberties be protected and our government be held responsible for its treachery, then this rogue administration will never stop encroaching on our freedoms.
That's right.
For One American News, I'm Pearson Sharp.
Pearson Sharp. All right. Thank you, Pearson Sharp. We appreciate that report. Now, let me ask you, Michael, what do you make out of what you just heard? I mean, did they not just tell on themselves of what? I mean, Fauci's saying this is going to come in this administration back in 2017. What do you make of that?
How much time do you have?
Go ahead.
This is, you know, first of all, it's something that has been going on for so many years, and it's such a condemning testimony of what they were trying to do. I think in their minds, what they were trying to do is look like the good guys by saying, hey, it's coming. And everybody will say, wow, he was right. You know, this is actually coming. But rather than doing that, they're actually revealing that this was a true plandemic. Every step of the way, even the confusion that goes on today, the back and forth, I believe was planned. So this is, you know, a surprise outbreak. How could you possibly predict that several years before it happened unless it was in the works that you were going to spring that on the public, on the various countries? There's no way that this was an accident. There's no way. It was absolutely planned. You know, it's my strong opinion, but there are thousands and thousands of healthcare providers, doctors I've spoken with. You've interviewed them. You've seen the reports. You've seen the videos. This is absolutely something that was planned. And, you know, I have to tell you, Tim, there's a point sometimes we have to step back and just kind of distance yourself from what's going on because the negativity of it is so overwhelming. But it's very difficult not to get riled up about something like this when you see the evil that's behind this and the fact that they are harming so many people. I mean, you know, killing, harming, lying. And I'm just going to be, I've got nothing to lose. I'm just real straightforward about it. I think it's just a horrible, evil plot. And like we just heard, it's going to continue. They're going to keep coming out with more ways to get people injected, more ways to scare people, unless we finally realize what they're doing and say, stop, just don't do it anymore. You know, we're not going to comply. So, yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, I say that there is an issue to where if we don't comply, we don't give them the authority or the power over us to go any further. We should have stopped it at mass mandates and social distancing and said, hold up. You were not authorized to do these things in the Constitution. You're not authorized to speak about science. You're not authorized to be involved in health care. Obamacare, in and of itself, even though it's been declared constitutional, you know, with all this tax stuff, because they want to say that, the whole thing is unconstitutional because we never gave them authority in the healthcare arena. That's not their business. That's not what they're there for to do. So I agree with you. The only thing I would add to this is it's not just saying no. It's not just saying, hey, you're not just kind of sneaking around the issue. You're lying to our face now. And as a result of that, people have lost their lives. They've lost their liberty. They've been injured through these shots. Okay? And somebody needs to pay. And the Bible teaches us that eye for eye, tooth for tooth, you know, whatever the case may be, how you've injured, you need to pay for it. And I'm talking about we take these guys and, yeah, we give them due process, but I think they've told on themselves. I really think they've just told on themselves. I think they've confessed to the crime. That's my opinion. And I think our founding fathers, had this happen among them, they would have been very quick to take these guys out and hang them in the public square and put them on display, like the Bible says, to teach people to fear the Lord. Not to fear the consequences, to fear the Lord, because he said, this is what you do to somebody who does something like this. And, you know, the short drop with a sudden stop will work just fine. It will put the fear of God in people to say, you don't do stuff like this. I'm pretty sure we're on the same page with that, but that's the Tim Brown going through the scripture kind of deal.
Absolutely. You know, it's interesting. I don't know if I shared this with you. When the national emergency was first declared in March of 2020, my wife and I were on a cruise ship in the Caribbean, and all our stops were canceled. At the first one, they said it was because of weather. At the second one, when that was canceled, I told my wife, I said, it's got to do with the pandemic. I'm sure of it. And the first thing that I noticed when we got back was that people were wearing masks. I immediately sent a letter out to our congregation and to my client list telling them that a mask mandate, wearing masks is the worst thing you can do to start off with, just because of all the things you already know and I'm sure your listeners know about the building up of carbon dioxide, raising cortisol levels, decreasing immunity and so forth. And I said, we were created to handle germs, basically. That's what builds our immunity. Putting a mask on your face, which I'm amazed that people are still doing it. That's how convincing the media is. That's how much power they have in scaring folks, that they're still wearing masks that absolutely do nothing to stop a virus from entering. The size of a virus easily penetrates even an N95 mask. So that was something that I did from the get-go. And just continue to try to let people know the fruitfulness of doing that.
Yeah. We talked about the guys who deal with this stuff, these virologists, if you will. And I'm going to try to get one on who has turned that around. He's been working with Dr. Cowan. He's been working with Dr. Kaufman. And I'm going to try to get him on the show because he's a virologist, and he's saying, yeah, I'm convinced that all the stuff I was taught just isn't true. And, you know, but the virologists that we see when we see the images and we see the video, they're in these hazmat suits. They look like astronauts, for goodness sake. And yet they're telling us, oh, you can put a piece of cloth over your face. That's okay. There was one lady down in, I think she was in South America, went into a store to buy something. And the guy told her, you got to have a mask to buy it. So the lady lifted up her dress, took her underwear off, snapped it around her face, went and left the money on, and took her stuff. And, I mean, that is how stupid the whole situation has become. But, Michael, one of the things we want to do, because we're getting, you know, into this third segment here, and I just want to kind of pitch it off to you. You've got something that you are pointing to that back when we brought people like Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on and some others, they didn't know of any way to turn these things around, especially with the spike proteins. Now, I don't know if they knew about graphene oxide, but one of the things that you've got a product that can actually help detoxify people from the graphene oxide that has been found, despite what they say. It's and by the way, I believe graphene oxide is part of what they use in the hydrogels, which are in the shots that they do say is in there. You've got something that can help detoxify that. We got about 30 seconds or so. Do you want to kind of just tease people up for the next segment?
Sure. Yeah, that's what it's been proven that graphene oxide is. It was speculative at first, but since then, many doctors have come forward, done their own research, and proven that graphene oxide is in the injections, all of them. And it provides some really nasty symptoms that are akin to the initial COVID symptoms and then carried a lot further. And it can be shed from person to person as well.
Okay. All right. We're gonna touch on some of that on the other side. I'm gonna let Michael explain his product because he really does believe this is gonna be something that's very beneficial to the people. I even asked him about for my mom. Most of you know that my mom was recently diagnosed with Parkinson's disease. Coincidentally, only just a couple of months after she had a COVID test. You know, one of those things they stick up your nose. Just a couple of months after that, she was diagnosed with that. And so he believes that this can help in a lot of different ways. And so when we come back on the other side, we're going to be able to show that. And I missed the time there for a little bit, so I apologize for that. We're going to let him explain how that happens. Now, we did this in the morning show, but I want to give it to this audience because I think it's so important, Michael, when people have been lied to, they've been deceived, trusting that, oh, well, these are respected doctors and these are people in the professional community and my doctor's pushing it on me and the nurses are pushing it on me. And so, you know, I don't want to get sick. I'll take the shot. They're probably like I am. They got the shots when they were a kid, the boosters and stuff like that, and they don't think anything's bad with it. We're going to talk about that on the other side. We're going to let Michael share with you what he's got in mind. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean is an authentic, genuine chaser of truth. He and the Sons of Liberty Radio.com bring back long-forgotten lessons in history relevant to what is happening in America today. He has a word in his heart as a burning fire that cannot be contained. Listen today, a life change for good.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You must be a conspiracy theorist. You're one of those people like my brother who always trying to find conspiracies, so you're just wired for it. Kathy, did you listen to the video a minute ago? The conspirators told you what they were conspiring to do. You're one of those kind of people that you got to have, like, I don't know, a jackhammer to clear out the earwax in your ears or a crowbar to pry your eyes open to see the truth. I honestly don't understand people like you, Kathy. But if you want to listen, please stay tuned. Dr. Michael Roth is with us, and he's got something he wants to chime in on. And I apologize, Michael. I told you 30 seconds, and I missed the time on my clock there. So go ahead.
It's okay. I just wanted to add to that the conspiracy theory. Did you know that the term conspiracy theory actually was created by the CIA?
Yes, I did. I've written on that. Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, it was actually because they were trying to throw blame and suspicion off of themselves when they were doing things that were very covert, illegal. So they said, let's come up with a term that we can throw out there that will make people look like idiots.
Yeah.
They came up with that term, conspiracy theory. So now it's being used. So anybody that's labeled as a conspiracy theorist is, you know, depending on your point of view and where you stand, they may look at you as you're kind of a kook. And that's, so it's working. What the CIA was planning using that term is working, but it's a made-up term.
Yeah, well, they were trying to shut down a lot of the people who had talked about the JFK assassination and doing
exactly.
that. So let's take this, and if we have to go into the next hour, we're going to talk about several things here, and Michael has a lot of information he wants to share. He told me specifically one of the interesting things we're going to talk about next hour is the naming of diseases, and so we're going to talk about that. But, Michael, let people know about this stuff that's going on, because we had this guy, Dr. Nowak, I believe is how you pronounce his name. His house was raided like, I don't know, a few weeks back, because he was speaking out, he was speaking the truth about what was going on with the con bids 1984. And he had armed agents coming in, getting him on the ground, all this stuff. Then he comes out about a week or so later and he tells people, look, this is what I'm finding out. I'm finding out, what's the stuff? Graphene hydroxide, which he called little razor blades that are being injected into people through this stuff. And then just days later, after he puts that video out, his partner comes on and says he was attacked. She believed it was some kind of energy weapon or something like that that's sort of invisible, and she says he didn't survive the attack. But what you're dealing with is graphene oxide. Can you tell people a little bit about what it is and how your product works to help people detoxify from that?
Sure. And as far, you know, when that report came out about this doctor, who I believe was definitely silenced, there was a question about, is graphene oxide the same as graphene hydroxide? I did a little research on it. I'm not an expert on that in particular, but it looks to me like it's an AKA. Like it's very similar, and I think it's the same thing. So I think they're just using different names for the same thing. It's been shown that graphene oxide is it's one of the thinnest, lightest compounds, and it can be very, very sharp, dangerous. It can tear apart into cellular tissue and so forth. So, and it's responsible. All the research I did, a lot of doctors will concur, and there's a lot of papers on it too, especially the one in Spain that talk about the symptoms that are associated with graphene oxide. And one of the things that a formula that I helped develop is called EDTA. It's a detox cream. It's ethylene diamine tetraacetic acid. And when I started doing this, it was for the sole purpose of detoxifying heavy metals. EDTA has been used in IV chelation by medical doctors for over 50 years. It's used in suppositories, it's used in oral chelation, and most recently in the formula that I helped develop for transdermal cream that actually helps to penetrate the skin. It gets into the bloodstream and it actually binds to graphene oxide and shuttles it out of the body. We talked about last time I was on, we talked about Dalton size and how small they have to be in order to penetrate the skin, how small they have to be to get into the or pass through the blood-brain barrier. And graphene oxide does that, but so does EDTA. And it actually binds to. EDTA is used to, I'm getting ahead of myself a little bit here, but EDTA graphene oxide had a lot of industrial uses. And one of the primary uses was as a heavy metal chelator in wastewater, so aqueous solutions outside of the body. So it follows that it would bind to graphene oxide because graphene oxide is actually considered a quasi-metal. It's got magnetic properties. So graphene oxide, absolutely, it's functionalized. That's what they do in industrial use and biochemical use. They functionalize it with EDTA for that purpose. So EDTA will bind to heavy metals. It will bind to graphene oxide, and now the body recognizes it as something that shouldn't be there, and it will export it out of the body. There's four different ways to do that, basically, through the lungs, through expiration, through the skin, through perspiration, through feces in the colon, and also urine. So that's how the body gets rid of heavy metals. And in addition to graphene oxide, which has been proven to be in every single vaccine vial, even though if you go on Google and you try to fact check this, they will deny it. You can't do that because they're all associated with the pharmaceutical companies. And they're all working together, but it's been proven by many scientists, many doctors. You've had several on the show. Carrie Madej has done her own research, shown graphene oxide in there, several others. But the point is that I believe that this can help to remove the graphene oxide, heavy metals from the body, other things that they're finding in the vials as well. And it's pretty hard stuff. They're finding shards of metal. They're finding shards of glass in the vials as well. A lot of it's almost like something that they put together in the military, where they just throw a lot of things into an explosive just so it you know, can harm as many as possible. And we're almost seeing the same thing in the vaccines as well. I have to put that in quotes, vaccine, because it's not a real vaccine.
Yeah, that's one of the biggest things. They're using language that's fraudulent upon the people. And our own nurse, Suzanne Hamner, who contributes to Sons of Liberty, that's one of the things she talked about. And she said, Tim, because I did a show on the CDC changing the definition of vaccines. And then we had Webster's changing the definition after all this stuff came out. But Tabor's Medical Dictionary contains the same definition for vaccines as before the COVID 1984 shots. Now, we got a question here, Dr. Roth, and it says, I saw that cream. This is Diana. She asked, I saw that cream. What would we expect to see if applied to the skin? Do you use it in a small spot? The bottle is kind of tiny for a whole body. And my understanding was you were saying just put it somewhere on the body. It gets into the bloodstream and all that stuff anyway. Can you explain that to people?
Sure. It's not necessarily the amount that you're putting on the skin. It's the amount of EDTA that's in each dose. It does, and it's about 375 milligrams, which is a small amount, but it's enough to get in safely, gently, and to bind to the toxins, the heavy metals, the graphene oxide. It's about a teaspoon, and it contains natural carrier oils. It's a lipophilic element, which means that it likes fat. So if you bind it with something like olive oil or jojoba oil or vitamin E, what that does is it facilitates the transport through the skin. And as far as the location, that's a question that comes up all the time. A lot of people want to know, I've got something I didn't mention was that EDTA has been found to actually reduce calcification in arteries. It actually breaks down calcific plaque and helps to remove it from the body. That was something that was discovered almost by accident many years ago. So people will ask, well, should I put it on my carotid arteries in the neck? Will that help? It doesn't matter because it's systemic. So it gets into the body and it disseminates from there, and it will go to work where it needs to go to work. What I recommend is don't put it on areas where you have a lot of adipose tissue, a lot of fat tissue or thick skin, like the heel or something like that. What I usually recommend is that people put it on the inside of the wrist where you can actually see vascularity. You can see the veins, the arteries, so forth. The top of the feet, the sides of the feet, those are areas that typically don't carry a lot of adipose tissue, a lot of fat. You can actually see the vascularity in there, and that way it will absorb a lot faster, more completely, and get to where it's going. If you put it on a thick-skinned area, the absorption rate is going to be much slower, and it's going to be incomplete.
Okay. All right. Dr. Michael Roth, you can find his products over here at somahealth.net. That's S-O-M-A, health.net. We're going to take a quick break, a few minutes here, and then we're going to be back with hour two on the other side. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933. See you in hour two.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from?
Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.